A very timely topic, but I hate to be talking about casualty. It's hit this area hard, California, Puerto Rico, and the islands. This has been a bad season all around. But what I have done here is sort of list all of the things that can impact taxation of somebody who's businesses who have been in a casualty loss situation. And I'm going to just say I'm going to lead this discussion, but everybody at the table has a lot to say about it, and it's probably going to be more interesting than me. The first thing is, obviously, Section 165 allows businesses to take a casualty loss deduction for uninsured and unreimbursed losses. And with respect to a federally declared disaster, which, of course, this is, you can deduct the loss in the prior year. That's going to be significant, or it can be significant, because if we do end up having rate changes, you may want to push the loss back to an earlier year. You get a carryback of losses, get a refund. So there may be some timing that you want to deal with around this.
So, Ellen, what you're saying is that for 2017 casualty, you could actually deduct that in your 2016 return, right?
Yes, you can. And if it in fact causes an NOL, it can be carried back. And, you know, sometimes, well, not sometimes, all the time, cash is king. And so this may be a way to get more cash. And you can amend the 16 return to do that as well if you've already filed it.
Hey, Ellen, what happens on the tax reform proposals in Congress to this area of the law?
Casualty losses are deductible if they are part of a federally declared casualty. If your house burns down, it's not considered a casualty loss under the House bill. If it burns down in the middle of a hurricane, you can probably take casualty loss. So the difference between casualty losses has become pretty stark. Federally declared casualties are going to be pretty significant.